نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. With the ultimate blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will start Juz 30th. The first surah of the Juz is Surah An-Naba. It is one of the surah in which one feels surrendered in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It feels like that I never felt the importance and need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my life, the way it is supposed to be touched. So, inshallah wa ta'ala, first we will listen the tilawat of the surah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Amma yatasa'alun anin naba'il azim. الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
Now let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us through this surah. Since it is the first surah, so let me give you the theme of the para first. We will talk about the surah An-Naba first, and then we will inshallah wa ta'ala go to the text and the content of the surah. In Juz 29th, The main topic discussed was inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hurdles and hardships one endures while doing that. Surah Al-Mursalat was the last surah of the series. In it we saw that if one remembers the extreme heat of Jahannam, then he will not take walking on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path lightly. And for a person who invites others towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was a criterion to follow. It was shown that warning about Jahannam to people should be the last thing in their da'wah. When someone starts their da'wah with Jahannam, then they are changing the sequence set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are beginning 30th Juz with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawfiq and blessing. And its main topic is Qiyamah. If one thing about the Qiyamah is told and is understood by you all, then it will be effortless for you to understand the whole Juz just by its translation, inshallah wa ta'ala. In reality, Qiyamah is that bitter truth which is right around the corner, hovering over our heads. We read Surah Al-Qiyamah in Juz 29th, but that Qiyamah never affected our hearts, which should have affected deeply. If someone merely suspects of an earthquake about to come, their actions change fast. Then he will not arrange weddings. He will not construct new houses. The only thing he will be thinking about is to either leave that place before the earthquake hits or somehow can stop it altogether. As a born Muslim, we have been listening word Qiyamah forever. But it does not bother us. It does not make us uncomfortable. It does not even scare us. We have a very casual attitude about it. That yes, it has to come and it will come. Like a movie scene, it will happen and will pass. Maybe it will be a story or a drama. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us it's signs, then we forget to even breathe. In Surah An-Naba, we are given very big news in a beautiful manner, which is called Qiyamah. And this surah was revealed in the early days of prophethood in Makkah. Keep in mind that even though it was the beginning of the prophethood, but the topic of Tawheed was not addressed yet. When Prophet ﷺ started preaching Islam, the first thing which was introduced was the topic of Qiyamah. Now the question is, why? When people believe in Qiyamah and they understand that they have to live and die with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, after this world, another world is waiting for us, then understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's say becomes easy. So whenever someone has to give dawah anywhere, where people do not have the deep understanding of deen, then they should be given questions of soul searching. Otherwise, if they are told about the warnings of Qiyamah, they will just shrug their shoulders and will walk away after listening to the dars. Have you heard people saying as if Qiyamah happened to me? And later you find out that their child was seriously ill, or daughter got the divorce, or husband lost his job, so on and so forth. Think we give so much importance to Qiyamah of our personal lives that we name Qiyamah to our little heartaches. And when actual Qiyamah will happen, then what will be our reaction? People of Makkah took the longest to accept Qiyamah. They just refused and used to say, we will vanish after we are dead. Once we are dead, that's it. Nothing after that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said a lot about them in this surah. Now, a little about the surah. Why is it called Naba? Anin Naba'il Azim. This word came in second ayah. Naba is important news. We will discuss its other meanings inshallah wa ta'ala later. It was revealed in very early days of prophethood. You might wonder that the surahs which were revealed in the beginning of the prophethood, why are we learning at the end of the Quranic journey? Absolutely opposite setup. We see Surah Al-Baqarah after Surah Al-Fatiha the moment we open Quran. In the sequence of its revelation, it was revealed in the early days of Medina. And the beginning of Quran is with the surah being revealed in Medina. And it is completed with the surah revealed in Makkah. Is there any coordination in it? Yes, it is. See, there was a time when Quran was being revealed and upon whom these ayahs were revealed, or the audience of the message, were kuffar, mushrikeen. They used to call themselves Muslims, but were far away from the basic principles of Islam. But now whoever opens Quran is not kafir or mushrik, but a Muslim. That is why this sequence is different. Now is it clear? Since Quran started revealing in Makkah, so Islam would have been given to those kuffars, right? Because their faith had to be strong, so aqidah was stressed a lot. But now, alhamdulillah, we are born Muslims, and we know from childhood about Allah, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Qiyamah. So we didn't need this in the beginning. So we were given commandments in Surah Al-Baqarah. When someone opens Quran consciously, then he feels ashamed after reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. He does not have a clue about qasas, does not know the different methods of talaq told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the feelings of worship are developed early on. If Quran would have been arranged in the sequence it was revealed, then the people would have said, what's so new about it? We already know Allah is one. Qiyamah is going to come. We know that too. So why we should recite Quran? Do you understand now? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept this arrangement for us. Just like a jeweler knows the worth of the jewels and how to arrange them. Same way, words of Quran are jewels too. They are pearls and diamonds. Wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to arrange them, that's where they belong. This arrangement is not given by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was inspirational. And yes, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. Whenever any surah or ayah used to reveal, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell his companions where to adjust. It was all with hikmah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim. Now let's talk about the contents of the surah. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam started tabligh, three of the things people of Makkah found strange. First, how is it possible not to include someone else in partnership with Allah? How is it possible that everything should be inquired from just one? Secondly, they considered strange that a person who grew up within us, an orphan whose parents passed away, whose grandfather left him too, how can we accept him as a prophet? That was very hard for them to accept. It is like your child becomes a doctor and you do not trust his capability and rather go to some other doctor and pay him a hefty fee. So same way, they had trouble calling Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam Rasulullah. The third thing which was hard for them to swallow, that will this world come to an end? The whole thing will diminish one day and there will be another world created. Okay, even if this is accepted, that this will finish, but will it be possible that every single person who was created will be alive again? See, they are using their intellect. One thing, that they will be brought to life, and secondly, they will be judged too. And moreover, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be aware of all their sins they committed all their life. Then they will be held accountable. They will be asked about their aqidah and their deeds. How is it possible? See, in this day and age, we save things in the computer. And if we have our date of birth entered in it, we can get our birth records from anywhere, right? But these things were unavailable 25 to 30 years back. If anybody needed any record, they had to search files, as all the paperwork was done by hand. And it used to take a huge length of time if someone wanted their birth record. Since it was a very simple era, so it was very hard for them to understand, and their question was, how is it possible? Now among these three things, first thing, accepting Allah was not a problem. People of Makkah did not outright deny Allah. They believe him to be Rabbul Ala, believed that he is the creator and feeder. They also believed that the statues they have created is in fact Allah's creatures. The only difference is they provide us after taking from Allah. When we prostrate in front of them, then they request Allah on our behalf, and na'uzubillah, their belief that they are now partners in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kingship. As far as the second thing about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for them it was a tough pill to swallow. They used to say they do not believe him as a prophet, but they did believe that he was honest, trustworthy, at the height of his character. They also believed that he does not deceive people, rather he takes care of them, and believed him as a peacemaker. Life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was an open book for all, but they had doubts somewhere in their hearts. When Qiyamah was discussed, then they outright said that Na'uzubillah summa Na'uzubillah, Aap sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam are not mentally sound. So we will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them accept this religion in a way by getting angry at them. Why don't you understand? You see and understand. You will realize from the beginning of the surah that this surah is of that time when every household was talking about this. It was a common topic that what weird things he sallallahu alaihi wasallam are saying. See, he made others join him too. And it was a common topic in every gathering there was. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave examples for reasoning from this world. See, every day night comes and day leaves. When a day comes, then night leaves. Don't you think that coming of a new day is yet another new day? This reasoning will also give you a way to ponder upon this, that how come we never thought in this way, although we live in this world. Then in ayah 21 to 30, that whoever does not expect judgment and denies our signs, we have every deed of their counted, and Jahannam is waiting for them. From ayah 31 to 36, it is the reward for the people who do the best deeds, and at the end, a description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's court, no one will be allowed to open their mouths. They think that their spiritual leaders will be adamant to send them to Jannah, or they will continue to sit there. So it was said, لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال الصواب. Absolutely nothing would work there. Surah started with the sense of Qiyamah, and at the end, it was said that you think it is far away, but in fact, it is very near. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we understand it the best way. We will take ayahs of one topic and then we will discuss the topic at once, inshallah wa ta'ala. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.